As we take our seats in the Warren County Radio Bible School today, I want to read to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1. I'll be reading verses 18, 19, and 20, where Isaiah says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." We're going to read Elam's notes on those verses in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And I'm reading from a Sunday school lesson the E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of November the 27th, 1927, about the preaching of Isaiah. And he's talking about how God's people had sinned. But in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, he says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith Jehovah. They are exhorted in their sinful course to stop and to think and to consider." God would show them that it is reasonable, right, and wise to repent. He would induce them to repent and to serve Him not only because of the consequences of their sins, but also by the incentive of pardon and of a better life. Scarlet and crimson, deep, bright colors and hardest to remove, represent sin, as white represents purity. To make sins white as snow and as wool means to forgive them. God could not forgive them and bless them against their own desires and their disobedience, but if they were willing and obedient, God would forgive them freely and fully, and they should eat the good of the land. Prosperity would again smile on them. The grace, mercy, and love of God cannot save people in disobedience and sin. If they refused and rebelled still, the sword would devour them. There could be no escape except through their own repentance and righteousness. For the mouth of Jehovah has spoken it. God had foreseen and foretold the consequences of their sinful course, and it would surely come. At the end of the Sunday school lesson, it is recommended that we read Isaiah chapter 1, verses 24 through 30. "Therefore, saith the Lord, Jehovah of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries, and avenge me of mine enemies, and I will turn my hand upon thee, and thoroughly purge away thy dross. I will take away all thy tin, and I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, a faithful town. Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and her converts with righteousness. But the destruction of transgression and sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Jehovah shall be consumed, for they shall be ashamed of the oaks which ye have desired, and shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And the strong shall be as tow, and his work as a spark, and they shall both burn together. and none shall quench them. That brings us to the end of this Sunday school lesson. And I turn the page, and we see that Isaiah is going to bring us a lesson on right living. The text is Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 12. And here's what we read. Let me sing, for my well-beloved is a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. And he digged it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also hewn out a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I'll take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste, and it shall not be pruned nor hoed. And there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of Jehovah of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for justice, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field till there be no room, and ye be made to dwell alone in the midst of the land. In mine ear, saith Jehovah of hosts, of a truth many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a omer of seed shall yield but an ephah. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that tarry late into the night till wine inflame them. And the harp, and the lute, and the tabret, and the pipes, and wine are in their feast. But they regard not the work of Jehovah, neither have they considered the operation of his hands. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. The devotional reading is Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 13. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth in peace. In the mountains and in the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Jehovah for a name, for an everlasting sign, that shall not be cut off. Now, there's some helps and hints for the teacher in this lesson. We had learned that Isaiah was contemporary with Hosea, Amos, and Micah. The prophecies of all these men show that both kingdoms, Judah and Israel, had turned from God to idolatry and were sunk in the depths of sin. As another has said, luxury, oppression, idolatry, immorality, vain confidence in man, lack of confidence in God, together with perfunctory attendance at the ceremonies of religious worship, were the characteristics of like of Israel and Judah. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. Isaiah chapter 5 begins, "Let me sing for my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. And he digged it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also hewed out a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes." Smith's Bible Dictionary says, "Chapter 5 forms a distinct discourse whose main purpose is that Israel, God's vineyard, shall be brought to desolation." At first he invites attention by reciting a parable of a vineyard in calm and composed accents, but as he interprets the parable, his note changes and a sixfold woe is poured forth with terrible invective. It is leveled against the covetous amassers of land, against luxurious revelers, against the bold sinners who defied God's work of judgment, against whose confounded moral distinctions, against self-conceited skeptics, and against profligate perverters of judicial justice. In fury of wrath, Jehovah stretches forth his hand. We read in Isaiah 5, verses 3 through 6, "And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard than I have done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste, and it shall not be pruned nor hoed, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it." Calling upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the men of Judah to judge between Jehovah and his vineyard is similar to lessons in which it was declared that Jehovah had a controversy with his people. Here God asked what more could have been done for his vineyard than he had done. "He brought us a vine out of Egypt. Thou didst drive out the nations and plantest it. Thou preparest room before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the cedars of God. It sent out its branches to the sea, and it shoots into the river." Psalm 80, verses 8 through 11. "This vine God planted in a very fruitful hill. He cultivated the soil, digging it well. He threw out stones, hewed out a wine press, and built in it a tower, giving it every protection. But as the previous verse states, when he looked for it to bring forth luscious fruit, it brought forth only wild grapes. He planted it a noble vine, wholly a right seed, but it turned into a foreign and degenerate vine." We read in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 5 and 6, where there's a similar comparison, and it reminds us of the parable of the vineyard and the wicked husbandman uttered by the Savior in Matthew 21. In this case, the wickedness of the Jews is seen in their rejection of Jesus as the Son of God,